Well, this is 106.1 The Corner. Here we are today in The Corner Lounge. We're happy to have returning to The Corner Lounge, Erin McKeown. Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back.
Well, and we always love having you here in Charlottesville, close to home because you're a Virginia native, right?
Yeah, I'm from Fredericksburg. So
yeah.
Charlottesville was always the cool town to go to in high school.
Hopefully it still is today, especially when you and Jill Sobule are here, you know?
I think so.
Well, tonight, your concert is at the Southern, which you're no stranger to that place. It's the former Gravity Lounge, and you've played there a lot.
Has it changed much?
It changed. I mean, they did some renovations in the building, but it's just such a, you know, it's right on the downtown mall. Great place to hear music, you know, good crowd, good vibe in there. So it's pretty nice.
Charlottesville always feels like a hometown show for me. There's people I went to summer camp with, people I went to high school with, friends of the family who always show up. You never know who's going
to
be there.
When did you actually move away? Because you went to Brown University, right?
I left Virginia in 1996.
Okay.
And if you had told me when I left that I would still be living in New England 13 years later, mm-hmm. I would have said, no way. You know, I always thought I'd be back. And that just hasn't happened yet. I really do. I live in Massachusetts and mm-hmm. I love Massachusetts. Of course, every time I'm here, I'm just like, Virginia is so beautiful. I mean, I've seen so much of this country, and Virginia, so beautiful.
Awesome. Well, welcome home.
Yeah.
And let's go ahead and get into a song here. It's Erin McKeown from, here promoting the new record, Hundreds of Lions. Is this a new one that you're going to do first?
Yeah, we'll do something from Hundreds of Lions. This is called Santa Cruz.
And this is The Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
We do and the things we let between the tide and the cigarettes, all the cups we cannot sip between our legs across our lips. Don't go. All the places we will meet between our start and our winding sheet, some will leave and some will walk. Hung like thieves, we sing the cross. Don't go. You don't go. You don't go. You don't go. And all the rules we will not break will break beside each note I make. Between the beat and the speaker throw, what I think, where I still won't go. You don't go. You don't go. You don't go. You don't go.
Don't.
the cigarettes, all the cups we cannot sip, between our legs, across our lips.
All right, live in the Corner Lounge, it's Aaron McKeown on 106.1 The Corner, and a song that appears on the new record, Hundreds of Lions, Santa Cruz. Welcome back, Aaron. It's great to have you back, and thanks for putting up with our tiny, temporary Corner Lounge
That's
studio.
That's all right. I make tiny songs, so I think it's all going to work out.
I think so, too. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the new record a little bit and talk about your new affiliation with Righteous Babe Records and everything, but first, why don't we switch gears and do a guitar song live here in the Corner Lounge?
Yeah. How about this? This is a song called Put the Fun Back in the Funeral.
I love it. It's Aaron McKeown on 106.1 The Corner.
Oh, we walk in our shoes. We put the fun back in the funeral. On the days, on top of days, I hear the dirt fall on the coffin roof. I can't breathe, I can't breathe. On this box of heart, I can't breathe. On that night, oh, after night, fall asleep by cigarette light. Of the boys, you run from the boys, and it's the only clean air I enjoy. I can't breathe, I can't breathe. On this bus, aha, I can't breathe. My face transfixed in dreams, I am trying to scream. Oh, now don't you pray for me. Please remove my feeding tube. I can't breathe, I can't. I can't breathe, I can't breathe, oh, I can't breathe. On this bed, I can't breathe.
Very nice. Live in the Corner Lounge today with Aaron McKeown on 106.1 The Corner. And tonight, Aaron performs along with Jill Sobule at the Southern on the Downtown Mall. You're currently touring with Jill. Do you guys go back a long ways? Have you known her for a long time?
Well, we go back a long ways in our admiration, that's for sure. I've known about Jill for a long time, and especially her latest fan funding efforts that, you know, people don't know. She fan funded her last record completely and raised an obscene amount of money.
Right.
Which is great. I'd known about that and admired her and liked her music for a long time. And we'd met a few times here and there, but this is the most time we've spent together, and I'm in love.
Nice.
I love her.
Well, yeah, and she just, we're going to have her in the Corner Lounge today as well.
Hey, we're going to tag team on the way out.
Yeah. but it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a perfect bill, and seems like it would be a good tour and good response. How long have you been on the road here with this?
This is midway through the second week of what is about an 8-week tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're touring all the time, it would seem. Do you ever get to go home?
Well, I do get to go home, and I happen to live, you know, like I said, I live in New England, I live in Massachusetts, and I live in a gorgeous tiny cabin literally on a river in the middle of nowhere in western Massachusetts. But even when I'm home, I'm working. I did a project this summer to fund hundreds of lions called mm-hmm. Cabin Fever, where I did streaming internet concerts from my house to raise money for the record.
Well, and I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. Like, how did that all work? Like, you can just broadcast worldwide now.
Yeah, and I'm kind of addicted to it.
Really?
To be totally honest. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Just set up anywhere and do your variety show.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was, and the concerts are still available. They were in July. There was four of them, and they're still available up on my website for the same, you know, funding model: $10 for one, four concerts for $30. That was mm-hmm. the series. And now you can, when you buy them, now you can also download the soundtrack album
them
as well. But you know, we're all trying to figure out what to do in this new planet of constant media appetite, how to feed it and how to feed it with integrity.
Well, and that's why this tour makes so much sense on another level, with you and Jill both being fairly innovative, you know, in reaching out kind of directly to the fans, to have them kind of, you know, help pay the way for you to do what you do and do what you love.
Well, what we're doing too is, you know, like I said, I'm kind of addicted to the random internet TV thing. And so what we're doing is, the tour is called Clash of the Legends.
Okay.
At clashoftheLegends.com. And we're doing a spontaneous internet television show called the Clash of the Legends Radio Hour. And we did our first one yesterday. We were on the Eastern Shore, and we got to the venue early, and we literally put the laptop out on the sidewalk and got our guitars and started broadcasting. And they're free, and they're archived at clashoftheLegends.com.
Is there any way to tell, like, what the audience is for that? I mean, are, like, lots of people finding it and viewing it?
Well, you can, you know, you can look later and see who's viewed it. And while you're broadcasting, there's a chat window, so people are on there talking. And, you know, I just like to imagine that there's millions of people listening. Millions of people are concerned with what we're doing.
Well, and it seems like it's also like a whole new model where you can kind of, you know, sidestep the traditional record business, the way the CD companies worked, or the music labels, you know.
Well, the traditional business doesn't work.
Right.
It just
not
doesn't
anymore.
Work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how well it ever worked, especially when you think about it from the artist's point of view. I don't mm-hmm. know that it ever really worked, unless you got ridiculously famous. But mm-hmm. on the sort of working artist level, which, you know, 90% of us are, I don't know that it ever worked. So I think it's opening up greater and greater possibilities for more people to make a living doing something creative.
It's better for the musicians and for just music, I guess.
It's better for everybody.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's better for everybody.
Yeah. We're talking with Aaron McKeown, who performs tonight at the Southern, along with Jill Sobule. We're here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. And so bring us a little further on the process of Hundreds of Lions, because, like you said, kind of a fan-funded work, but then you became affiliated with Ani DeFranco and the Righteous Babe record label.
Yeah, well, what happened was I wanted to make a record without a record label at all, so mm-hmm. I paid for everything Hundreds of Lions myself, and when it was done, that's when I started doing fan funding, so that I could show people, if you want to support my record, here's what you're actually supporting. So instead of on the front side,
okay, gotcha.
After it was done, I was able to say, here's a clip from the finished album. If you like it, please support it.
Okay.
And so that's how that worked. And through Cabin Fever, I got a lot of visibility for that project, because I think it was a little bit different than things other people had done. And I've had a long relationship with Ani DeFranco. She found my music while I was still in college, invited me to come go on tour with her when I was really young. And we've just kept up our friendship since then. And I know, I think 10 years ago when we met, it wouldn't have been the right time for me to be on her label. But 10 years later, we've really come to a place where what I can bring to them is exciting. What they bring to me is wonderful and exciting. And I think it's a marriage of two mindsets that, mm-hmm. especially in the current climate, really, really work.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, congrats on kind of discovering this new, you know, kind of this new way here. That's pretty neat. I wanted to ask, too, we had mentioned that you went to Brown University, and I saw you got a ethnomusicology degree. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, that's a good question. It means that I got a degree for doing what I wanted to do on mm-hmm. my own time anyway, which I feel very fortunate about. But I thought I was going to be a scientist, you know, growing up in Virginia and going to camp out in the Shenandoah Valley. I thought I was going to be a biologist, and I went to Brown thinking that, and music just took over my life. So I switched majors. Ethnomusicology is anthropology with music as the subject, basically.
Okay.
You know, why do we listen to music? How do we use music? It's sure, it's notes on paper and transcribing things, but it's more the social aspects of music.
Okay.
And my particular specialty was Broadway and early vaudeville.
Oh,
I don't know. Just
yeah.
I just saw what I liked. I just
yep.
really liked that music. And so I just found a way to, you know, quote unquote, get paid for mm-hmm. doing what I like to do anyway, which is something I've carried on in the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, not everybody gets to do that either.
Oh, I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Aaron McEwen is our guest, and you want to do one more song?
Yeah,
here?
I'll do another one from Lions. I think I'll do it on the guitar. And, you know, I through the course of that music, like I said, I really love sort of old time music, always have before I ever had the opportunity to quote unquote study it. And I think this song from Lions kind of incorporates some of that stuff that my ears picked up along the way. This is called The Rascal.
Oh, my rascal, you never stick. Get too close, I cut you quick. There ain't no wires, hold me back. There ain't no switches on this track. Sail right through your briar patch. Oh, my mama, get off of that porch. Gin that cotton and shoe that horse. Bake that bread before I rise. There ain't no melons good as mine. Out in the fields, it's picking time. Oh, kitchen's getting hot. Don't you preach what you are not. Just who is your God to leave you so damn flawed? You're so damn flawed. Well, you sugar titch, better think twice. Well, looks like cake don't taste so nice. Pour that syrup good and thick and spread that jam across your lips. My sweet wears out, you best get. Oh, no. Well, you dry, drunk, here's a sip. Ask yourself, was it worth it? You burn your feet upon my fire. You waste whiskey on the choir. I never knew a bigger liar. I never knew a bigger liar. Oh, kitchen's getting hot. Don't you preach what you are not. Just who is your God to leave you so damn flawed? Oh, I'm so damn flawed. Oh, my rascal, you never stick. Get too close, I cut you quick. There ain't no wires, hold me back. There ain't no switches on this track. Sail right through your briar patch. Sail right through your briar patch.
It's Aaron McEwen live in the Corner Lounge today on 106.1 The Corner, and you can catch the show tonight at the Southern, the former Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville. Aaron with Jill Sobule. Are you guys solo, or do you have a band going with you?
No, we're solo, but we have taken the double bill to a different level where
mm-hmm.
We have a theme song, and we play on each other's sets, and we finish the night together, so... And one thing I've learned so far about the tour with Jill is you really have no idea what's going to happen. I think both of us like it that way.
Right.
We just love to do things we've never done before on stage.
Very nice. Well, do not miss it tonight. And welcome home to Virginia, Aaron. And you're welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for playing my music.
Absolutely. This is The Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner. Thanks, Aaron.